This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Let's get to the coach of the Jets. Today's Robert Saleh report is brought to you by Nissan. And Robert Saleh joins us now on the show. Coach, it's Michael, Don, and Peter. How you doing today?
I'm doing good, man. How y'all doing?
Doing all right. You can't be happy at 0-3, and you can't be happy with the first halves where you've scored just 3 points in three games. So what's your overall view of what's happening, Coach?
You know, that's it's disappointing. You know, I know we're better than this, and I know we'll get it fixed, and I know the way the guys are working and the deliberateness at which everyone operates. It's getting to the field on Sunday and executing at a high level, and you know, in this league, when you're off by a hair, it can exacerbate into something bigger, and it can look really, really bad because of the fact that it's such a precision league, especially when you play a team like Denver. Obviously not the results we wanted, but we know it'll get better.
Do you worry about the team's confidence at all, Coach?
No, I don't worry about the confidence because, just like they were today, you know, they're in here, the guys are in here, they're putting in their work, they're into it on tape. I mean, we're only 3 weeks into the season. Nobody said this was going to be easy, but at the same time, these guys, they know that there's more to be had. There was a lot of yards left on the table yesterday, believe it or not, and it's something that we could all get better at.
One thing caught my attention, Coach, and I wonder if it bothered you. So Greg Van Roten comes out and says, Wilson can't hold the ball that long. And I'm thinking to myself, whoa, don't throw a quarterback under the bus. I mean, it's not all his fault. There hasn't been separation with wide receivers. Coach, is that something you want to hear from Van Roten to say?
No. You know, you read his whole quote. You know, he's trying to hold everyone accountable from a coach speak standpoint. And he's talking about the O-line. He mentioned the quarterback. He said it's not just him, it's everyone. But obviously we're in New York, so we grabbed the hot spot. And that's the one that gets all the attention. But – you know, Greg, he's such a good teammate, and he does, you know, he's a guy that looks in the mirror first, and he's always self-critiquing himself first. And so, you know, it was one of those harmless, everyone's got to be better, but he had one little spot in there that grabbed the attention of the media, and that's what was run with.
What have you seen from Zach that you like? Obviously, the results are not there yet, and he has not had a lot of time. You guys are missing Crowder, have been the whole year. Now you may be missing some more. But what have you seen so far from Zach that you feel good about?
You know, with regards to Zach, like he's going to be a really good quarterback. You know, he's learning to throw from an NFL pocket, and that part of that transition, that is not an easy transition to make. That's why you see every rookie quarterback – struggling a little bit. That's why you see, one quarterback generated 40 yards of offense in an entire game. Like it is not easy. And especially when you're going against Vic Fangio type defenses, you know, the kids played the number one, two and fifth ranked defenses in football. And he's going to get better. I love the way he goes about his business. I love the way he's been practicing, and I love the fundamentals and the progression that he's been using in practice. He's just got to convert that to the game, and he's got to trust his teammates. Teammates got to trust one another, and it's taken time, but at the same time, I know this kid's got a tremendous ceiling, and it's just a matter of time before it gets reached.
He's right now on pace, Coach, to be sacked 85 times. Does that worry you? I mean, how's this kid going to survive if he gets sacked that many times?
It is a worry, you know, but it's a collective, you know, GVR said it best, it's a collective effort. You know, it starts with the O-line always in terms of protection. He's been getting some good NFL pockets. Then it gets to the receivers getting in and out of their routes as quickly as possible with separation. And then it's on him to deliver the ball and go through his progressions. One, two, three, it's out, you know, and it's something that they're all learning. But and you want him for his health. You want the offense to pick that up a lot faster. And I know it will. Like there was some good protection there yesterday, you know. But then there's some miscommunication in route running. There's, you know, there's a little bit of holding on to the ball. It was just a little bit of everything. And it's something that we all got to get better at. And I know that, you know, pray for the kid that we're not going to break any records. I don't think we'll break a record, but yeah, it is concerning, but it's something that will get fixed.
Coach, late in the fourth quarter on defense, you called some timeouts. How come?
You know what? We're not going to quit. You know, this mindset, this football team, this organization, you know, give us an ounce, give us time. Like, time's just going to run out on us. It's not going to be because we throw a red flag or a white flag and call it quits. And maybe it's annoying to the fans. Maybe it's annoying to the opposing team. But it's I know that this team has a lot of fight in it. This team wants to play football, and this team wants to try to learn and grow on every rep that it can. And so it's not if I can help it, I'll never leave a game with my timeouts.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, Coach, I never want this interview to ever be contentious, but I have to bring this up. You know, you've not activated Denzel Mims. You've told us, you've articulated why. The offense is not there. This guy was a weapon. I mean, forget about the fact that he can't play special teams. Don't you need his skill set to give this guy somebody to throw to?
You know, he's we're trying to etch out a role for Denzel. You know, it's he's been putting together a good couple of weeks. Of work. You know, the what he's being asked to do receiver wise is much different than what he's had to do in his entire life, where he's just kind of lined up outside the numbers and it's been a one-on-one game. Now he's, you know, we play a lot of condensed formation, so he's kind of in a phone booth, so it's different. And so he's really got to rework his body, and he's got to rework his game in terms of trying to fit within that work within that phone booth. And that is not an easy transition, but one that I think he's getting better at. He's got to continue to work and be intent, trying to find a way to get better every day. And hopefully we can etch out a role for him so he can go out there and produce the way he has in the past.
Coach, is it a leap by us, though, to think that there's something going on that we don't know about? Because, again, he was a pretty decent player, even if he's outside, just opening up some space for Zach Wilson. Isn't there room for him on the roster? Or is there something that you can't tell us that's going on, that, A, you might not like him, he has not been good in practice? Because you keep telling us about schematic stuff, but the guy was a player in the NFL last year.
No, I understand, but at the same time, you know, we go back to the development of the quarterback, so, and trusting routes and route running and guys getting in and out of their breaks. So if you're not one of the top three in terms of reliability for the quarterback, which we all still even got to be better there, then you've got to play special teams. Because if you're not one of the first three up there, you have to be a teams guy. Otherwise, we'll start losing games on special teams. And so, yes, there's such a balance where there's guys who are out there and they're working and they're putting themselves in position to be successful, and it's showing, and you see it throughout practice. And it's not to say Denzel's not doing a good job. He's getting there. It's just we're very fortunate. We've got a really good receiver group with Corey and Denzel, Elijah Moore and Berrios, and you got Keelan Cole, and then you got Denzel in the mix there with Jeff Smith, who's also been doing a really nice job with teams, and he knows multiple spots. So there's a balance, and Denzel's been working at it, and you know, it's just a matter of time. I feel him coming on, and it's just a matter of time.
Well, like Michael said, this is a guy that actually did some great things last year. So what do you think's been different year to year with him?
Well, it's like I just mentioned, last year's scheme is very different than what we do formationally. He operates more out of a phone booth. You know, all of the scheme is predicated on just like looks and keeping things tight. And they're involved in the run game and all that stuff. So there's a lot of motion, pre-snap movement, and there's just a lot of things, different things happening. And he's been getting better every week, but they're completely different. He missed all of OTAs with his sickness. And you know, it's not to make excuses for the young man, but at the same time, I do know that he is getting better. And again, it's a good receiver group. You know, Joe's done a good job putting a good group together, and we just got to start showcasing it on Sunday.
I read all the stories on the Jets today in every single publication, and one thread that runs throughout it, Coach Sala, is that they don't like the job that Mike LaFleur's doing, vanilla offense, not coming up with things to free up Wilson and to the receivers. So you're the head coach. Do you think LaFleur's done a good job?
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's he would also cast the first stone. So all of us, including him, including myself, we can all find ways to get a little bit better and find ways to make it easier on the quarterback. But there's a system that's to be run. It's tried. It's proven. And did any of you guys get the all 22 tape?
No.
Well, if you get a chance, I mean, you guys are more than welcome to come down to my office. We can go through it all. You know, like, I'd be more than happy to have one of those sessions with y'all. There's things where he can be better. There's things where the receivers can be better. There's things where I can be better. The quarterback, the O-line, we left about 200 yards of offense on the football field. And I'm not exaggerating. And simple pitch and catch and technique and fundamentals and things that we can get better at. This is not unfixable. It's very fixable. We're a super young group, and it's going to take time.
Well, we'll take you up on the All-22 tape. We'll bring the pizza and we'll, you know, teach us stuff.
Come on down, man. I'd love it, man. I'll never mind it. I mean that sincerely.
Yeah, and we sincerely will be there at some point. Thank you, Coach, and thank you, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys.
All right. That's today's Robert Sala Report, brought to you by Nissan. Nissan's an easier choice than ever with their exciting and fuel-efficient lineup. Now, get great offers across their full line. Shop at your local Nissan store and NissanUSA.com. So do we go for the All-22? I think I'm ready.
Yeah, and it's a different look, right? And I get it. But there was an All-22 that they showed with the wide receivers kind of running into each other. Listen, he knows way more than we do. And even if we sat there and watched the All-22, we can't see it the same way he can see it. He's a professional coach of the NFL. But ultimately, it's about results, right? It's about getting better. And everybody should be able to see that. And a new system is a perfect excuse for a lot of the issues. But eventually, you've got to, whether it's dumbing it down or getting players who could figure it out, sometimes it's difficult to sacrifice an entire season to get everybody on the same page.
And I'm sorry. I don't want to be confrontational. The guy's been great with us, and we have him all year, but I don't get the MIM stuff. I mean, did you see the wide receivers? They were dropping balls yesterday, too. So even if this guy can't operate in the quote-unquote phone booth and is not a good special teams gunner, you don't think there's room for him? How's there not room for him? And now with the concussion of Elijah Moore, if he's not on the active roster this week, when's he going to play? When is he going to play? Come on.
Yeah, they're perfect excuses, right? He missed time because of COVID protocol. It's a new system, and so that's why you throw out everything that was done last year. But it's incumbent on coaches to get these players on the same page. I've never seen a guy miss an entire month because he can't figure it out, unless he's being uncooperative. But he said no. It's not that. It's not a discipline thing. But it's hard to believe if somebody is into making it happen that it's not happening yet. And even with the injuries and Crowder still out, it's still not a fait accompli that he's going to be able to do it in time for Tennessee.
Amazing. All right. It's been a very it's media day all around the NBA. And I frankly don't think it could have gone worse for the association. We'll talk about that. We've got Steve Young at 5 o'clock. A lot more football to break down.
Oh, yeah.
But we did want to talk about this. I think it's going to be a huge concern, especially in San Francisco and for both New York teams. It's Kay, LaGreca, Rosenberg, and you on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael Kay Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.